Much of the testimony to Council's Public Health Committee Monday focused on vaping and a preliminary request by the industry to be exempt from the higher age limit. Dr. Norman Christopher, a pediatrician and board member of the American Heart Association, says despite marketing campaigns, e-cigarettes include many of the same carcinogens as other tobacco products, as well as addictive nicotine.
It is a reasonable assumption that if vaping products are excluded from Tobacco 21 legislation, that the industry would intensify its efforts to market vaping products as a safe alternative to the under 21 population.
Tamika Rose is Akron's health equity ambassador and wants to ensure e-cigarettes are included.
It is not regulated by the FDA, and we don't have any studies about what the long-term effects of vaping truly is. And children are in the schools now passing along vaping devices that look like USBs.
Cleveland and Columbus both have adopted the Tobacco 21 legislation. Under Akron's law, retailers with repeat violations would be fined civilly. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.